Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Finney, and thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Broadcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how students are cheating on college campuses, how Europeans are shopping, and bank insurance increases that aren't really. We have a lot to talk about, but I want to begin with Joe the Plumber. That's right. Joe the Plumber, the guy made famous in the recent presidential debates. And look, I'm not taking a side here. I'll let the Republicans and Democrats duke it out on the political front. But I thought Joe the Plumber was a good time to talk about hiring professionals to come and work at your home. You know how Joe said he was a plumber? Well, he's not. Not according to the city where he lives. All the reports that I've read, and I could be wrong because I've just read reports. I haven't done the entire investigation myself. But the reports say that he is neither a journeyman plumber nor an apprentice plumber, and that in Toledo you have to be one or the other before you're allowed to go work on someone's pipes. Now, here in the state of California, you don't have to be either. Now, you're not allowed to call yourself a plumber, because a plumber is someone who's gone through years and years of training, has taken tests, and not always, but generally belongs to the plumber's union. What they send out to your house instead here in California is often a plumbing technician. Now, what is that? Who trained these guys? And why didn't they train long enough and hard enough to be a plumber? Well, okay, I'll get a big discount. Yeah, but what if you don't? And that's what it is I want to warn you about. If you see the word technician after electrician or plumbing or mechanic, that means they're not really one of these tradesmen. It means that they've been trained, and I'm not saying they're going to do a bad job, but I'm saying you should be paying less for this. If you're not going to get a full-up mechanic, a full-up plumber, well, then you shouldn't pay that price. You ought to pay less money, and often that is not the case. And often you'll have someone calling themselves a technician that really doesn't have the proper training, and they don't know what it is they're doing. So, before you have someone come into your house, you need to ask, are you a plumber? Are you an electrician? Do you have paperwork to prove that? Or are you a technician? And as I said, a technician can be fine. If you know the company, if you're comfortable with the work, if you're comfortable with what you're paying, fine. But be aware that when you call a plumber, the person entering your house to fix your sink may not actually be a plumber. Something to think about. Car deals, SUVs, zero down payment. Wow, look, anyone will tell you the best time to have money is when no one else does, because things become a lot cheaper. And that's the way it is right now for automobiles. I was just talking to a head of a dealership chain, and I was being told that they were down 30%. And that's what they were admitting to, was a 30% drop in volume. SUVs, basically unsaleable. And if you're trying to trade in an SUV, good luck. I mean, what's a car dealership supposed to do with it? What all this says is that there are deals to be had. As a matter of fact, Toyota is offering 0% down, and I think they even have a 0% financing deal. Look, these are major brands offering these kind of deals. It's something for you to look into. If you are in the market to buy a car, good for you. You're going to do very well. Unless you're trading in an SUV and looking for a Prius, then you're going to have some trouble. But it is a good time to get out there and try to make a deal. The car companies are dealing. Wine. It's a good time to buy wine, at least moderately expensive wine, because what they're finding is anything that costs about, $20, $25, anything over 15 is becoming tougher to sell. So what does this mean? This means that all of us are keeping our wallets firmly in our back pockets, and we're not bringing them out unless we see a deal. And that means I expect there to be some great deals on wine coming up. There are a lot of good wines out there in the $20 to $25 a bottle category. You know, I'm not talking $100 and that kind of stuff, but at $20 that you'll soon, I believe, you'll be able to get for about $12. So if you have, you know, as they say, a beer budget, champagne tastes on a beer budget, now's a good time. You may be able to pick up some good wines inexpensively. It's time, if you keep track of those kinds of things, it's time to start doing it. If not, just look for good sales. Hey, you've heard about the big FDIC deposit insurance increase, how it's going from $100,000 to $250,000 per depositor. Well, do you know that it ends? This isn't permanent. Now, it's for the rest of this year and all of next year, but it's only temporary. It is not a for sure thing. So if you're looking at, a five-year CD, after, 15 months, a lot of that may not be insured. Look, if you're going to put in more than $100,000, I really want you to go to FDIC.gov and make sure you understand the rules. Europe, they want folks to shop online, and there they find they will shop online, but not cross-border. So those who live in Germany will shop on German companies online, but they won't, as a general rule, shop in Belgium or France or Great Britain. And so they're trying to get everyone to feel more comfortable. So what they're doing is they're going to guarantee consumer rights across the 27-nation bloc, a move that's expected to spur shopping online and across national borders. That, according to U.S. News and World Report, the legislation requires retailers to make product information available before sale. It gives a cooling off period of a couple of weeks, and it says that delivery has to be done in a timely manner or you can cancel. We have a lot of those rules already here in the United States, but what I would like to see is us to buckle them down, and in this time of a tightening economy, if we want consumers to spend more, why don't we change the rules? Why don't we make it safer in person and online? I think our lawmakers need to be looking at this. Also from U.S. News and World Report, YouTube has dozens of student-made videos teaching students how to cheat. For instance, you can scan a Coke bottle label onto a computer and replace the nutritional information with physics notes and paste the label back onto the bottle. And it's very unlikely you're going to be caught by teachers. Well, this has been going on, apparently, for about a decade. As our kids become computer savvy, they become computer cheating savvy. And according to U.S. News and World Report, whereas about 20% of the students would admit to cheating a decade or two ago, now 50% say they cheat. And they put notes on cell phones so they're not going to get caught. Programmable calculators. They go in and they put all the test answers on there. So what's happening is professors and universities are getting hep and they're catching them. Another thing they're doing, they're setting up cameras in the classroom. And they say, after this test, we're going to go back and look. So if you're looking over your partner's shoulder, we're going to see that. This is good news. I mean, when we're talking, half the students are cheating, and that's the half that will admit to it. This is not good for America moving forward. We're talking about a tough economy. We have everybody cheating to get their way through college. Anyway, this is good. I'm glad they're hopping on top of it. One of the problems, though, is they say when people are putting together reports, kids don't even think it's cheating to cut and paste out of another report on the internet, to cut it out of that and then paste it on your own. And it's interesting. Is that cheating? If you say where it came from? If it's in your notes? Interesting. A lot of rules are going to need to change around the computer, and we're still working on all of that. Finney's Friday Free Stuff, McDonald's iced coffee. You're going to receive two coupons for one free McDonald's large size premium roast iced coffee. That's a value of $4 for two coupons, but why spend any money when you can get them for free? Check them out for yourself. Hey, they come in some great flavors. Caramel, sugar-free vanilla, hazelnut, and, of course, plain coffee. And then Izzy Sparkling Juice. You've seen this stuff. You're going to receive a coupon for one free four-pack of 12-ounce Izzy Sparkling Juice. Izzy Sparkling Juice is an all-natural blend of pure fruit juice and sparkling water. And a ton of flavors again, blackberry, blueberry, grapefruit, peach, pomegranate. The value, $5.99, but again, you can get it for free, so why spend your hard-earned cash? Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for listening.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.